Syracuse Common Council members will soon have to decide if they want to override Mayor Stephanie Miner's veto to a number of amendments the council added to the city budget. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, those amendments include cuts to the funding for the city's land bank.
Miner released a list of 60 properties scheduled for demolition that will have to be put on hold unless the council restores funding to the land bank, which takes over tax-delinquent properties. Many of the properties on the list have had a number of police calls and complaints, ranging from drugs, trespassing, arsons, and shots fired. Land Bank Executive Director Caitlin Wright says those are the immediate concerns, but the bigger concern is that the land bank would have to dip into its fund balance to complete some demolitions.
The sooner the better, frankly, because if it's slated for demolition, just letting it sit longer is letting it continue to drag down surrounding property values, continue to attract criminal activity, and it's a real quality of life issue.
But spending from their fund balance could have consequences in the future. Wright says the land bank's deficits are likely to increase as the best properties get sold first and inventory and expenses continue to grow.
What that does is it shortens our longevity. So we're trying to plan ahead so that we don't have to ask the city for $1.5 million every year, that we'll get to a point where we just need a much smaller amount of annual support.
But councilors have the votes to override a veto. Withholding the land bank's funding is their attempt to reduce the city's much larger budget deficit. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.